Well, I go on a tirade about, well, it's a one-year anniversary we're celebrating. You won't be able to guess what the anniversary is, but you've listened in, you'll get it. Bald Brian is going to join us with Sports Ball, and we'll also do the news, and we'll do that right after this.
Hi, this is Jillian. Those of us here at Court Junkie have a new podcast called Civil, where we dive into fascinating civil cases. Like in the case of a principal who took it upon himself to hypnotize students as a hobby. Then many of those students ended up dead. Or when a man was publicly and wrongfully accused of being the I-10 freeway shooter. We'll also be covering popular civil cases you've likely heard of, like O.J. Simpson and Alex Jones versus the parents of Sandy Hook.
This is AC. I have O.J. in the car.
Sandy Hook, it's got inside job written all over.
Hosted by me, Jillian Jalali, researched by Nicole Gusmerati, and written by Matt Stroud and Nick Kepler. If you like following criminal trials like I do, I think you will love Civil. Subscribe to us now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, Brendan Schaub, plus a phone call from Bald Brian. And we'll go over some news and some Super Bowl predictions. And now, rooting for Philly. Not because his dad's from there, but because of his dog, Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a choice. We're going on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in and sharing the show with a neighbor or loved one, family member. We love that about you, and I love talking to you guys about that. All right, much to get into today. Brendan Schaub is running a little bit late, but he should be here soon, or so we think. So we'll get into that. He played ball at Colorado. He was a footballer, so we can talk about the Super Bowl and picks and all that kind of good stuff. First, something I never talked about before, but I found it interesting because I've sort of getting into it with Drew today. We were talking about all the crazy masking people and about how people are still on this masking stuff. And there was some Democrat from Arizona that was on Bill Maher, and he was arguing about masks. And then Rachel Maddow wanted to know why there wasn't more mask at the State of the Union. And they're still on the masking. Now, they have delivered the evidence. They finally did the study, and they don't work. But that doesn't work on people whose brains don't work, who are still fighting for masks. And it is the one-year anniversary as well of the clip of our good friend Russ Simons from SoFi Stadium. This guy was kind of the health and food director or something of Russ Simons. We made a lot of fun of him a year ago. But seeing as how we're on the eve of the next Super Bowl 1 year later, I think it'd be fun to go back and make fun of this idiot Russ Simons, who is in charge of whatever at SoFi Stadium, where we had the Super Bowl last year.
He's the director of facility operations.
And to be transparent, I spoke to a few people who may want to keep their job, who told me the guy's a world-class douchebag, and they laugh their ass off every time I make fun of him. So that did kind of tempt me to make fun, because people say, why do we need to go back and revisit this stuff, or why do we need to get into it with these people, or leave them alone, or turn the page? And my answer is two or threefold. One is they fucked up a lot of people, including a lot of kids and a lot of businesses. There needs to be reparations. We need our pound of flesh. Number two, since these people never recognize when they're wrong, they just bulldoze ahead to the next thing they're wrong about. So we need to take the time to stop and make fun of them so that it's on the record, so we don't have to listen to them when the next thing comes down. And everyone thinks the next thing, like, well, when's the next pandemic going to be, or when's the next? No, it doesn't have to be a pandemic. It could be the next movement du jour, the next trans movement where I'll have to listen to them, the next BLM movement where I'll have to listen, the next whatever. Something's coming. Something shows up every 10 minutes, and I need my roster of people not to listen to. That's what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, Dawson, Robert Garcia, he's amongst the top of the list of people I need to not listen to.
Yeah, but you don't like this guy.
I don't like this guy because I heard him in front of Congress praising Twitter for keeping us all safe from disinformation. Chris, you lived in his district,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he was the mayor of Long Beach. Now he represents the congressional, like, 42nd district, which is Long Beach and Catalina Island. And
right. And in the New World Order, we go, he's the first gay Hispanic. Yeah, but he's a dope.
Yeah, he was the first. He's the youngest guy to be elected mayor in Long Beach. Also the first Latino. Also the first openly gay.
Right, but not the first dope. See, my whole thing is, I don't care who you're fucking, whose dick you're sucking. I don't care what color your parents are. I just care if you think straight or you're dope. He's a dope, and dopes start making policy, and then we all get fucked. That's what just happened. Yeah. So let's listen to him heaping praise on the content moderators from Twitter for saving us from dangerous information.
But I especially want to thank you for your work around the pandemic. The pandemic took over 1 million American lives, 1,300 in my own city back home. And your decisions and content moderation actually saved countless lives in this country.
Hold on. You want to know why you can't count them? Because there wasn't any. What information did you guys pull off of Twitter that saved countless lives? Now, you could say, well, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, they don't work. All right, they don't work. Neither does children's aspirins. But you didn't save countless lives
it's
by pulling that.
Because you can't count.
Like, you can't count it. If I opened a pack of M&Ms and said, count the M&Ms, and just dumped it out on the counter, but no M&Ms came out, it would be countless. But there would also be zero, douche. All right, let's continue to listen to him. Praise our tech overlords for shutting down speech that disagreed with the status quo, which was wrong. Okay.
1,300 in my own city back home. And your decisions and content moderation actually saved countless lives in this country. Including the work you did by moderating or banning members even of this committee who peddled in lies and were actively causing death and harm to others. And so for that work on content moderation, I want to thank you.
All right. A couple things. Always think motivation. Motivation. So you're going to get elected to Congress so you can peddle lies to kill your constituency and not get paid? Now, I can draw a line from Pfizer making the vaccine and wanting everyone to get vaccinated, and then Pfizer and then CNN getting tons of advertising dollars from Pfizer, so they put on a pseudo expert to explain why you have to get your newborn vaccinated. That I get.
Yeah,
they're making money. CNN's making money. Pfizer's making money.
I get
but
it.
Just peddling dangerous lies to get people killed, Americans killed, with no benefit to you other than being the recipient of being called a, you know, racist or homophobic or whatever, or a liar or peddling lies or getting people killed. But listen, Robert Garcia, get a little more specific. What are we talking about? Talking about vaccines, talking about masks, like what are these specific lies that got countless people killed? And then again, very Orwellian, thank you, tech overlords. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Is Brendan here? Because I feel like there's some movement in the other room or no?
Just no.
People nodding their head and then someone coming in the room giving you a coffee. All right. So thank you, Robert Garcia.
Yeah,
so,
and look, he was the mayor of Long Beach for like 8 years and I'm bummed on him. Like I got a house in Long Beach and I kind of knew where all like the homeless pockets were and I thought, okay, I'm far enough. I can live here and we're okay. But it has spread so close to my house now. I'm getting worried. I'm having a kid.
That's homophobic.
I'm homeless-ophobic.
You're homeless-ophobic and homophobic. That's
no. It's just like it's
xenophobic. He's of Mexican descent.
I'm bummed. I you know, it's just like I love the city of Long Beach, and I think he didn't do a great job, and then he just bailed.
Well, the good news the is he's going live and nationwide with his horrible policies.
He supported Kamala during a presidential run until that was over, and then he endorsed Biden, and he
oh, he loves Gavin Newsom. This guy can do no wrong. All right. Yeah. So anyway, the next time something comes down the pike, Robert Garcia would like his tech overlords to not give you the information that maybe competed with some of the science that he was wrong about. Science. Remember science, everybody. Remember, we love in this house, we love. We love science. Fauci science.
Yeah, science and love are getting
all fucked
now.
Out.
Yeah.
All right. So there was that. And I was, and I can play the clip of our Russ Simon guy 1 year ago telling us about masks.
Happy anniversary, Adam.
Happy anniversary.
This is a SoFi.
The protocols include a mandatory mask requirement in the stadium for everyone two years of older, regardless of their vaccination status.
Oh, I thought that worked.
Are required to wear a face covering in the stadium and the tailgate areas, except while actively eating and drinking.
Hold on. What goes on in this tailgate area that does not involve eating and drinking? As far as I can tell, that is all in case occasional game of bunghole breaks out or cornhole or whatever. Once in a while, some homoerotically named game breaks out. But I would argue that the guys still have a beer in their hand and they're throwing the beanbag with the other. Yeah. All tailgates are about bring the brats and bring the beer.
If anyone asks you to either play cornhole or bunghole, pick cornhole, though, Adam. Just I think you'd...
I'm a carpenter, and we had things called bungs and bung holes, so maybe I'm falling back on that.
But you're right. Yeah, we're going to look back at this video, and it's just like, oh, remember when we thought cigarettes were healthy?
Yes.
And like this, it's just going to be just
all right,
like
but
that.
He has a stern warning for anyone who might defy him.
Years of older, regardless of their vaccination status. Are required to wear a face covering in the stadium and the tailgate areas, except while actively eating and drinking.
Or talking into a microphone.
Buy a bucket of popcorn and eat it for 2 hours. Actively eating and drinking. We are on to you.
All right. Well, let me do a little math here to this douche, who Garcia probably wishes had more power because he's on to us. He's going to tell us how to live. Super Bowl's 3.5 hour endeavor, probably. Maybe 4 hours when you go in there and sit down, sit there 20 minutes before kickoff or something like that. Seems to be about 4 hours. He's saying not nursing a bucket of popcorn for 2 hours. I would argue that almost everyone in that stadium either has peanuts, popcorn, a beer, a Diet Coke, a hot dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to a game to eat. Average Super Bowl, 3 hours and 12 minutes. But that's not commercials and stuff in that, is there? Because with the when you watch the Super Bowl, isn't it 3.5 hours? Don't they have a shit, like the halftime shows 25 minutes?
Is that included in there? Is that the broadcast? Like the
That's what Ben is saying. I'm saying you're in the stadium for 4 hours. That's for sure. But anyway, you sit down, you grab a beer. There's vendors running all around with cotton candy and popcorn. They have a pillowcase of popcorn they throw out to you.
A huge source of income.
Yeah. All right. So to say, you're allowed to take the hot dog and do what Kobayashi does, like dunk the bun in water and then shove the hot dog up your ass and then throw the bun down your mouth. And then
shotgun the popcorn.
Shotgun and then pull back out. All told, about 4 hours. Thanks, Ben. We could have never got there without you. So, no, you're sitting there with a beer and you're drinking. They give you a big 16-ouncer and you're sitting there for 45 minutes, an hour, just sucking on the beer. And when you're done with that beer, you order a second beer. That's how the football watching experience goes. So I don't even know who he's on to. The masks don't work, you fucking retard.
You see, he was wearing a gaiter around his neck. So he was wearing the old school version of the mask.
He's wearing
the beta version.
A dickie around his neck, essentially. So that was that. But then I realized that these idiots, they don't have a reverse gear. They never learn anything. I was talking to Dr. Drew about this the other day. About It must have been about 9 months before my mom died. She was sitting at my house, and she had a baggie of granola. And I was like, oh, granola. She's like, oh, yeah, whole grain. This is sweetened with honey and molasses. And I'm like, it's just starch and carbs and sugar. And she's like, this is whole grain. And I'm like, oh, my God, you take this shit to the grave.
Yeah.
You don't learn a fucking thing your entire life.
It's so dense, right? Like, there's no absorption of any sort of contradiction.
No, meat is murder. These are whole grains. Yeah. This isn't sugar. This is honey and molasses and brown sugar. This has brown sugar in it, which is white sugar with molasses in it. And I'm taking this shit to the grave.
Right.
That they will take masking to the grave. Robert Garcia will take that Twitter saved countless Americans through tearing down information from legitimate epidemiologists as saving countless Americans.
Yeah.
So we got that. Then Bill Maher. Bill Maher's fun because he's just out there speaking the truth. And then at least as he knows it, and once in a while he gets a guest on and there's a look in Bill Maher's eye where it's like, oh, this guy's dumb.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, like, I got to deal with a doofus here. Like, Bill will go both sides of the aisle. Bill will have, you know, Bryan Cranston on his podcast and argue with him about woke culture. And he'll have me on and he'll have anyone on. He'll agree or disagree.
He's intellectually honest. Like, he's one of the few.
But he doesn't get that look like, oh, fuck, this guy's dumb.
Oh, boy.
And you can see that with that and a representative from.
This is Ruben Gallego.
Ruben Gallego. Yeah. All right.
He's out of Arizona.
He's in there. And Bill is trying to share information with him about a huge study that came out 2 years too late that says masks don't work. But Ruben's having none of it. That's the beauty of it.
A lot that was tried didn't work. There was a pretty big study that came out this week from the Cochrane Library. I'm not familiar, but apparently they're very well respected. And they studied a lot of other studies. And they basically said masks, the kind that most people wore, even surgical ones, if they weren't N95 masks, did nothing. And we're not even that sure about N95 masks.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Everyone wearing their mask like this. Huh?
Well,
I disagree. A properly worn mask, I think, would properly worn mask that is an N95 does make a difference.
But the studies,
but the rags
the
around
science.
Your face. No,
well,
I mean, if not.
You know, at first they just said a rag was fine. Remember that?
I mean, there was a lot of bad information.
But like at first, it was just put anything on your face.
If I go to the doctor and he's like opening me up, like I want him to wear a mask. There's a reason why they did it.
That's different because he's a surgeon. We're not.
And they're opening you up.
And they're opening up. Yeah. Yes. Can it stop a big gob of snot from falling out of his face? Yes, of course.
Yeah. But I think there needs to be more study on this.
There needs to be. How many studies shall we have to make the retarded guy in the room right? Because he wants more studies.
Yeah.
He wants more studies because I bet, you know, I say won the Super Bowl last year. Not my Rams. I say Canadian team won.
Let's do a study.
We need another study.
Yeah.
We need more studies so that so at some point the Argonauts will be the winner of the Super Bowl, and then I will be correct. No, we've been studying it, you fucking fat oaf. It doesn't work.
Didn't get the results you wanted.
Now go with it. Didn't get the results you wanted, but now you're making policy. Now you'll be in charge of whether people, kids in Arizona, have to wear a mask or not, and studies be damned.
On the other hand, let's all take a vaccine that has not been studied.
Right.
And we don't know the long-term effects, but we don't need that study.
No.
We need another mask study.
That's right. Is there any more of this idiot talking?
Oh, of course.
Not from falling out of his face while he... Yes, of course.
Yeah. But I think that there needs to be more study on this. I'm not so certain that once they approve that a properly used mask doesn't reduce
I'll be interested in 10 years for some journal to figure out what was more damaging, COVID as a virus or the various reactions to COVID, which kept kids out of school, which created lasting psychological damage, which destroyed families, which prevented people from being with their loved ones when they passed away, the economic damage to businesses, deaths of despair that came out of COVID. I don't know the answer, but I think it's an interesting
question. It's worthy of a real study.
A million people died. We know that. That's bad.
All right. Shut up! A million people died. Yes, a million people died. Yes.
A million people died with COVID.
That's right. A million old, sick, fat people died. and a very small number of healthy young people died. Yes, we know that. We're not talking about that. And by the way, your argument is lost when you – there's two ways you know you've lost an argument. One is hey, a million people died. Okay, now you've lost the argument. And the other one is when you go, oh, so you don't care about old – so it is old people, but you don't care. They don't deserve to live. It's just shut up. Nobody thinks that way.
It's the political equivalent of yeah, but still.
Yes, it's yeah, but still. Brendan Schaub is not joining us in the studio.
A little scheduling miscommunication. It's okay.
All right. It's all right. I can do bad all by myself, as the great Tyler Perry once wrote. All right. I was talking to Drew about something else. And also, when I was talking to Drew, I went back and revisited some more lies that I'd missed previously when I made my appearance on the show The Doctors in December 2020, which was... they were angry at me because I called everyone pussies for buying into everyone else's bullshit instead of killed old people.
December, so that's why we're about 9-10 months in a lock after the lockdown started.
I'd sussed it out early, called everyone pussies, and told them to get their shit together. And then I was pilloried, which I don't care about. I only care about being right and being wrong. I don't care about people calling me something if I'm right. I have no thoughts about it. Why would you? Please don't, everyone. It inhibits you. So if you're right, but you can't stand people yelling at you when you're right, then you stop talking. It makes no difference to me. But we have one of the doctors from the show The Doctors, and he's going to school me up. But there's a thing in here that's... misinformation that I don't know if Robert Garcia would like pulled off of Twitter or not, but remember this one. Remember, there's a chunk in the middle. The guy's a nice guy. He's interviewing me. I think he's trying to give me an opportunity to apologize or walk back my hateful and incendiary tweet. Yeah. But listen to what he says in the middle, because Dr. Drew caught it and said, oh, that's disproven. That's not a thing. So here it is.
You know, I agree about social media. It's doing a lot for a lot of people. And you also, by the way, you post controversial tweets, which, and you're a comedian, and you talk about it. This is one that stuck out. And since with the doctors, I want to point to this one. You said, quote, turns out the people dying from COVID are old or sick or both. How many of you bleeps got played, and who's going to get played next time? What exactly were you trying to say there?
Exactly what I said. Exactly what I mean.
So only
it's all there.
Only old and sick people are dying from COVID?
Overwhelmingly. I mean,
all right, stop it there. Yeah. Yeah. So only, yeah, only. No, Dr. Doofus. Overwhelmingly. Which would then affect policy.
Mainly.
Jesus Christ.
This is Dr. Ian Smith.
So only. All right. Keep going. Listen to him. Now he's gonna start lying, but I don't know if he's lying.
Exactly what I said. It's exactly what I mean.
So only
it's all there.
Only old and sick people are dying from COVID?
Overwhelmingly. I mean, I don't want to play the outlier game with everyone. Everyone plays the outlier game now. It's like the death of math. Like, what about the 14-year-old from New Brunswick? Fine. I give you that. It's old people and people with pre-existing conditions.
But aren't they value? I mean, geez, my goodness. This, you know.
What?
To
what about
me,
Nana?
Regardless of your age or pre-existing condition, you have a life.
Hold on. Here's where the hero talk kicks in. To me, I believe all life, if you're old, and to me, I don't like the chupacabra because he sucks the blood out of goats. And to me, I believe everyone should live in it. Yes, hero, to you. Yes. We're trying to run a motherfucking society. I don't give a fuck about to you. And by the way, nobody has vitriol to old people. They don't care. I mean, the thing is like, well, but to me, I want to see them thrown in a wood chipper. No, of course no one wants old people to die. It's called a society. You have to figure out a way to run it. That's all. There's trade-offs to make. But now, he's going to start lying. Except for, I don't know that he's lying. This is a lie that the media made up because When people like me would say, what the fuck is wrong with healthy young kids going back to school? They had to go, oh, shit. What is wrong with healthy young kids going back to school? Well, he's going to tell us what's wrong.
Aren't they valuable? I mean, geez, my goodness.
Aren't they valuable? You know, old people? Not really.
Regardless of your age or pre-existing condition, you have a life. You got one life.
Yeah. Well, let me write
that
down.
I want you to live. I don't want you dying prematurely.
Thanks, Ira.
I'm with you. But don't sell it to us like healthy people need to be locked down. They kept the information. They didn't give us information about old people and pre-existing conditions. We didn't get that early on. It was just lock it down. It's killing this many people. But they wouldn't give us ages. Of course, there's a huge difference between an old person dying and a young person dying.
Sure.
I never said this thing didn't kill people. I didn't say it wasn't dangerous or insidious or anything like that. What I'm saying is give us perspective on it. And yes, you should act differently depending on your situation. I'm in a low risk zone myself, and my home is filled with low risk people. So I act differently than my friend does with his 90-year-old mother.
Lie.
I agree with you in the fact that the media has not done a great job.
What do we do?
In really presenting COVID in its full. I'll be honest with you. And I do believe that there's some of that. It's about kind of eyeballs. It's about ratings. We do not disagree about that whatsoever.
Well, anyone who gets it should avail themselves of whatever the best.
Oh, this is a different cut than the one Gary pulled for me. Wait, see if he has a little more here, because this is a cut. The one Gary pulled earlier has this whole stanza.
What he said about the media, that one, that felt all right. But yeah,
he's a decent enough guy.
Yeah, it's. I understand, and if you're begging the questions, is he lying or is he stupid or a liar or whatever? I think he's sincere when he's.
I'm going to create a third category to stupid or liar, which has stood the test of time for time immemorial. We now have a new category,
okay?
Especially in L.A., stupid, liar, or wants to keep his fucking job. That's a third very realistic category, which is I'm not dumb. I'm not a liar. Yeah. I do work for Netflix, and I don't want to be fucking. I do work for ESPN. I'd like to keep my job.
I pretended to hate Oreos for years.
That's right. Stupid liar or wants to keep my job.
Sure.
There is the middle section that Gary, that we probably cut out when we originally aired this
something.
Just for time because it was sort of neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But in the pantheon of COVID bullshit that they try to foist on us that started with, you need to mask and lockdowns work and school closures work and shutting the beaches work and vaccinations. You can't get it if you get vaccinated. You can get it, but you can't spread it, but you can get it, but you can spread it, but it's not as bad. In the pantheon of bullshit, there was one other piece of bullshit that I completely forgot about. And Drew pointed out and went, that's not a thing. That was another thing that was disproven that we forget to scream about. I think it's here somewhere.
Well, aren't they value? I mean, geez, my goodness. This, to me, regardless of your age or pre-existing condition, you have a life. You got one life.
Yeah.
I want you to live. I don't want you dying prematurely.
I'm with you. But don't sell it to us like healthy people need to be locked down. They kept the information. They didn't give us information about old people and pre-existing conditions. We didn't get that early on. It was just lock it down. It's killing this many people. But they wouldn't give us ages. Of course, there's a huge difference between an old person dying and a young person dying.
Sure. And I agree with you. I'm not trying to play outliers either, by the way. And the vast majority of people who have COVID will come through COVID. They won't die from it. But here's the other part of it.
Uh-oh.
The vast majority of people who are carriers of COVID, who are asymptomatic, they're not showing any symptoms, don't know that they're COVID positive, they're the ones who then take it to someone else who's innocent and who has a pre-existing condition or who is old, and they end up dying from COVID because the person brought it to them. So,
all right,
it's not-
that's a lie. The asymptomatic COVID spread thing was all disproven. So what you guys do is you have to maneuver around. Well, geez, right. Adam doesn't live with his grandparents, what does he do? But that kid lives with the other. Oh, okay. I know. Here's why we need to keep the schools closed. Because if he goes to school, he's healthy. He's 13. He's asymptomatic. He doesn't even know he has it. He's fine. Aha! But he gives it to his elderly Nana, who is recovering from her hip surgery in his living room. That's why we need to keep the schools closed. That was all bullshit.
You think you're okay?
You're not. You're not. No, because you, no, you need to get vaccinated so you won't spread it to me. People, they were wrong. The asymptomatic thing, Drew was like, bullshit. Not a thing. There you go, everyone. Who's getting played next time? That's all I'm asking. All right, Ball Brian is on. We got some football talk because we got a big game coming up. We got some sports ball. It is sports ball, right?
Yeah.
We got some hot sports ball talk and some hot Super Bowl talk. I may even pick a winner so you guys can all bet accordingly. And we'll do that right after this.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Ace man, Tom from Chicago. Just calling to say you're not alone, brother. This weekend, I will be spending all day Saturday and all day Super Bowl Sunday at my daughter's swim meet. By the way, my wife has no thoughts. Get it on.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Now, Bald Brian is going to talk about what, Chris?
Well, every year he does his annual sports ball segment where...
Okay.
That
should be on my bio is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's why he's calling in, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sports ball. Yeah, I love sports ball.
We love the sports ball tweets.
And I got some...
On Super Bowl weekend.
Some takes, too. Bald Brian?
Hello, Adam Girl. How are you?
Good. Brendan Schaub did not show up, so we'll go a little longer than five or not. Can you hear me, Brian?
I'm here. Yeah, we're here.
Did you, how you feeling?
Things are good, man. I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. Thank you for asking. How are you feeling?
I'm good. A little put upon, got to tell you. Life's difficult,
yeah,
but I shall maintain. So you have all the tweets, right? Sports ball tweets of people.
So every year,
yes.
In fact, it's even started early this year. People are sending me tweets because, you know, it's Super Bowl week. And, you know, people already started with all the classics. Oh, is there some kind of game going on this weekend? The Rihanna concert is a classic one. No,
right.
What's going on around this Rihanna concert? These are, you know, the classics. And thank you in advance for sending me all these. And what I am looking for, as every year, send me, if you could, if you're on Twitter, I want to see the best sports ball tweets. Now, sports ball tweet is someone who, we're going with verified accounts, although you know that people can pay for the blue check mark. It really opens things up. So blue check mark plays up, not trying to dox any innocent civilians here, make their life miserable, but any verified account who says something to the effect of, hey, the biggest pop culture event in the United States, if not the world, is going on this week, weekend and Sunday. I have no interest, despite my professed love of pop culture, and so I'll tweet something ironic and dismissive. That's what I'm looking for. If someone's like, what, is there a game this weekend, or the aforementioned Rihanna concert, send those to me, tag me on those. I will select the winner. I'll bring it to the show on Monday. And we will we'll revel in the glory. And as always, I'm still waiting for the first person I declare the winner to tell me to fuck off, but that hasn't happened yet. Every year, as a show of good faith, I make a little donation to a charity of their choice, just to show it's all in good fun. And every year, they've all come through with, yeah, thanks, here's my charity.
Well, I'm going to say this. I never really thought about it, but this is basically the biggest holiday for straight dudes. This is a straight dude holiday. When you get older, Christmas isn't Christmas because all I do is underwrite all the expense of all the presents, of all the gifts, of all the kids or whatever. I get a little ham out of it, but even I have to pay for the ham. You know what I mean? It's not a great – Christmas isn't what it used to be for the straight white dude in the house. This is my holiday.
Day.
This is me going and eating and drinking and cheering and enjoying. And all I'm saying is nerds, possibly woke nerds, Let me be and enjoy my holiday.
You're right.
You don't do, if you were going to celebrate the Million Woman March, I wouldn't be trolling you. Some bitches be in Washington. What's up? You know, like, or if it's a Black Lives Matter rally or something, I would leave you alone. And I would say, enjoy your day and enjoy your rally. Well, I don't need to chime in.
You are completely validating Brian's winner from last year, who was the host of NPR's Startup Guide, Glenn Weldon. And his tweet was, quote, straight women, queers, the perfect time is now. Take to the streets, lean sexily in alleys, walk freely without threat of being accosted. The oppressors are dully watching their game thing. Go out and expose your gorgeous face to the cold, unfeeling stars. The night is ours.
Yeah. You finally leave your house up being raped by a straight white guy. Yeah. It's awesome.
That was the winner last year.
That's right.
Good. That's a strong sports ball tweet.
That could be a perennial all-star.
Yeah. By the way, Brian, so you do donate to a charity of the winner's choice every year. And before we talk about that, I want to commend you because last year, Brian's New Year's resolution was to donate to a charity every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it.
That is much more than many people could stick with, Brian.
Incredible.
I did. And it got to be an effort sometime around like August through October of doing this thing every single day, especially if you're, you know, out of town or whatever. But it was rewarding. It was fun. I learned a lot. There's a lot of charities out there you just never heard of. Like, oh, there's equine therapy charities. Great. Let's highlight that for today. Please, by the way, everyone listening, if you're going to send me a tweet, hashtag it with sportsball. Just makes it much more easy to find.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got for this year's offerings?
Oh, well, we wait for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
he's coming in. He's coming in.
Oh, I thought he had a couple of front runner early.
Well, we have some. You want to read some more past ones?
Yes, just, I do.
Yeah, we can put them up on the screen here because they're good. So this one's actually a video. This is the winner of 2021, I believe.
Did anybody else not know who was playing in the Super Bowl today until you got on your computer and Googled it? Or did you not even know that the Super Bowl was today until you saw it blowing up on your timeline last night and this morning? Well, if that's true, you're not alone. You're not the only one who's not such a big fan of sports ball, especially American football, which is like 75% advertisements. I don't know why I would watch this when I can watch Twitch instead.
Yeah.
The thing I like about that dude is, number one, he used sports ball. That was trying right there. Mm-hmm. He's a Twitch streamer. Like, the guy does competitive things that people watch.
Well, we can talk football. We can talk bets. I can give you guys who I like. But
you want the odds?
Yeah, but you do. There's also a couple modifications I always have for the game, as I complain about. You guys heard all about the goalpost and the bobbling. The ball was moving when he went out of bounds. Yeah, the ball's always moving, you idiot. They threw the ball 40 miles an hour. It was moving, and the guy caught it was running 21 miles an hour. Yeah, the ball's moving. All right. So the question is what? Well, I can't see what you're.
Oh.
Don't you hold stuff for me to look at. Yeah, I know that.
All right. Okay.
I'm not launching to stuff, Max Pata, where I don't have an end game. Even though you guys think that's how I think. All right. Here's what I would like to get rid of. Here's the latest thing I would like to get rid of from the NFL. Only really noticed it in the last couple of years. Brian, you watch enough games. You probably noticed it as well.
Sure.
There's always one guy, just one guy. Now, if they all did it, wouldn't be a problem. And maybe if five of them did it, it wouldn't be a problem. But there's one guy on the defensive side of the ball for KC, one guy on the defensive side of the ball for the Bengals, one guy for the Eagles. There's one guy who's wearing bright yellow cleats. Bright yellow cleats. Right. And the guy is a big dude, and he's probably wearing about a size 13, and it's probably about 13, 14 inches long. And when you glance up, it looks like there's a flag on the field. So they hit a big play, and then you look and you see this bright yellow, which is the same color as the flag. And if it was on the ground, if there was a flag on the ground, it would lay out and be the same dimension as the guy's shoe. And then I go, shit, there's a flag. But there isn't. It's just a one dude who's got the bright yellow shoes on the defensive side of the ball. Now, I don't know why the other 10 guys on the defensive side of the ball can get by with the red cleats or whatever the green cleats or whatever the color of the team is or black or white. Why does one guy get to wear the yellow cleats that are the same hue as the flag and confuse the shit out of everybody? And I've seen lots of tweets, people thinking it was a flag. There's like
that. It pops on the field.
Yes,
right?
there's a sack, and then you think you see it on the ground, and you react just momentarily. They're called uniforms. Get rid of, and it's only one guy. This one guy's on Minnesota, but why?
But there are other teams there's one guy wearing yellow cleats. Remember, if you wear cleats that aren't your team color, too, you get fined. So like these guys will just pay for it because they stand out on the field.
How say you, Brian?
I'm sure Nike's pay or whoever it is. You know what I mean? That's who you got to approach to get this thing banned. Because they're making players, you know, I'm sure Patrick Mahomes has his own shoe. I'm sure Jalen Hurts has his own shoe or cleat or whatever. And they're wearing their merch. So you got to go to the real boss. This is not the NFL. It's the advertisers and Nike and the Nikes of the world.
And I'm saying wear your own shoe and do whatever you want with your own shoe and make it any color you want to make your own shoe. But you can't make it yellow because it looks like a flag has been thrown.
Otherwise, I'd make my cleats the same color as the field, and then you can't see where my feet are going.
That's right. We'd have no idea where you
were. Well done.
Yes, I've made the same argument with the skin color of a lot of the guys toting the rock and the actual football itself getting lost amongst the hue of the forearm. It's like, is it in the end zone?
There is an advantage.
There is. So that's one of the rules. Now, Brian, I don't know if you're wagering on the game. I don't know if you have any thoughts about winners and losers.
I haven't yet. I'm aware of a lot of the odds. The thing that intrigues me, of course, is Super Bowl MVP. You can make a future bet on that. And it's almost always a quarterback. You know, Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are both exactly 130, at least plus 130. The side I'm looking at, Travis Kelce intrigues me because if Casey's going to score touchdowns, it's almost certainly going to be Travis Kelce scoring a number of those touchdowns. And if he goes for two touchdowns and, you know, 99 yards or more, he has a very strong case at 15-1 to be the MVP.
I heard somebody doing analysis on ESPN, and I think they said, what's a prop bet you like? And it was Kelce scoring two touchdowns will get you 5-1. And it's kind of like they do that shovel pass to him on the 2 yard line where he just like goes in motion and they shovel it. It's barely even a pass. He could get one that way. And then there'll be some 8 yard out in there somewhere. I kind of like, I think it was 5-1.
Yeah, he's Mahomes' main target for a touchdown, especially in a short pass.
Let me make the case. If you like that at 5-1, why wouldn't you like MVP at 15-1? Because unless someone else, unless Patrick Mahomes throws five touchdowns and spreads the rest around, he'll obviously walk away with it. But in the, you know, that hasn't happened. I don't know the last time that's happened. But Kelce scoring two touchdowns puts him pretty much in the lead for MVP.
Yeah, I agree. My only argument, look, at 15-1, do whatever you want, bet $100, have a good time. Sure. But what I'm saying is it's so commonplace for Kelce to score two touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's easy money.
I don't think that gets him MVP. He's going to have three or four. Like, really going to have something because we're used to it by now.
And if Kelce gets it, some of these touchdowns have to be rush touchdowns, right? Because if they're all passes, then Mahomes gets the credit as well. So I think that'll get shadowed.
The game itself, over under 51. I kind of like the under. Sometimes Super Bowls
get tight.
Under.
Especially, I mean, the Eagles didn't have they didn't really have a fair game in their last game against the Niners. Sorry about that game, Brian. Gosh, that must have been brutal for you to watch. But Mahomes was injured. He had the ankle injury.
Right.
He still pulled it off, and now he had 2 weeks rest. I mean,
I tend to think, I mean, I've been proven wrong a million times in high scoring football games, but their nerves in the big stage kind of helps the defense because defense is just kind of about playing with adrenaline, and that's why they defer the kickoff. I guess they do that now.
Yeah, everybody typically defers.
In the past, it's you win the coin toss, we want the ball, we want our offense out on that field. Now it's like put the defense out there in the field and let their nervous ass offense throw a bad pick or something like that. So with that in mind, I kind of like the under. They both have great defenses. I'm going to go the under on 51 points. And also, you could have a blowout and still hit the under. Like, you could lose 31-10 and blow the other team out and still hit the under. So I like the under. Then it comes KC and Philly. Philly is giving away a point and a half. I don't even, you know, anything under a field goal, I don't know if you have to even think about that much. I mean, it's under a field goal, but there's been a lot of really close competitive games lately. You know,
it's almost a pick 'em.
Yeah, it's almost a pick 'em. KC, I mean, Philly just looks pretty unstoppable, and I think it's
Someone pointed out that Philly has had a very relatively easy road to the Super Bowl in the playoffs, which is why they look so unstoppable. You know, they beat a pretty middling Giants team. The Niners obviously were not up to the challenge once their quarterback got hurt after a second pass attempt. It's hard. I don't know. This is not analytical at all, but you know, it's more of like old wisdom. It's hard to bet against the best quarterback in the league right now, who is Patrick Mahomes. You're giving him a point and a half, and he's been there. He's been there, what, three times in the four consecutive AFC Championship games. The guy's a gamer. You know, I have a hard time betting against the best.
Well, I completely subscribe to that, and Jalen Hurts seems uncharacteristically insanely cool for the size of the moment he's living in. But then you keep waiting for that guy to have that game, you know, that rookie game. I don't even know if he's a rookie, but that sort of new in the league game. But he never does. He just seems to keep getting better.
Yeah.
Now, they're both mobile, but he can run. And I always kind of think to myself, like, when it's game, and again, everything I say will be wrong, but game, and I said this years ago when when Denver was playing Carolina, and they had Cam Newton as their quarterback, and I was like, Cam Newton is such a fucking beast and a weapon. Now, game six of the season, you can't cut him loose because he's going to get hurt. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to finish the season doing this mid-season, game six, seven, and eight, whatever. This is Super Bowl. I mean, he can get hurt, and it's all right. We don't have any more games to win this year. Why wouldn't on every third and two and a half or third and three, you just run him out of the shotgun, just run a quarterback draw? Like, who's going to stop Cam Newton? Well, the answer is everyone stopped Cam Newton. He got sacked. He got rattled. He didn't do, you know, anything. But I do have that Jalen Hurts thing. Like, on any third and whatever, he can just choose to tuck it in, and he will convert, like, eight out of 10 times. Again, not prudent game three, but Super Bowl, he could do that.
Yeah,
which makes me like him. Yeah,
totally off the top of my head. I'm not doing any research here, but I don't know if you're talking about true running threat in the Super Bowl. I don't know what the success rate is. I'm thinking about Cam Newton. I'm thinking about my beloved Colin Kaepernick when they played the Ravens. They lost to Joe Flacco and the Ravens, and Kaepernick was a legit threat to run. I mean,
Right.
It's all
Tom Brady. It's all Tom Brady's your answer. The guys who aren't mobile, who stand in the pocket and pick you apart, win those games.
Eli Manning, Joe Flacco. You know, these are guys who are winning Super Bowls in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Eli and Peyton Manning. Like, almost no mobility. That's
anti-mobility.
Right. So, yeah, that is an argument against my argument. And then, so the question is this guy, Jalen Hurts, he has like so much swagger and bravado. Like, does the moment get too big with you? Because I was thinking about what you just said, Brian. I was thinking about before we talked to you, it's like, Mahomes, you know what you're going to get. He's a cool customer. He's been there. He's been on this kind of stage. He's not going to make some rookie mistakes. The moment's not going to get too big for him. But it's tough to bet against the Eagles. Too.
They have a legitimately great defense.
I'm going to go with KC and take that 1.5 points. I'm with you, Brian.
Oh, look at that. I didn't see that pivot coming.
I did.
Brian's changing his bet.
I know. I don't know where to go with this. No, KC at 1.5 is too appetizing. I'm going to go with the over, though. These teams can both score. KC's been there before. They're a well-oiled machine. And defensive touchdowns count towards the over. So I'm going to go over.
All right, I'll go under, and KC, Brian, the podcast, The Film Vault, new episodes every Friday, and of course the book Shrinkage, which is a great, great book, and you can get one personalized and signed. Just go to brianbishop.com. He'll sign it to you, and he'll send it out to you.
And tweet him your sports ball tweets, at Bald Brian.
Please.
Yes, and I'll see you guys in the studio in just a few days.
Can't wait.
Hey, buddy.
Have a great Super Bowl, and we'll get caught up on following Monday.
What are you doing for the Super Bowl?
I got invited to a party. I was going to throw a party, but then I got invited to a better party.
Oh, great. Even better,
yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't want to out the person because maybe not everyone got invited to the party, but ooh, I got invited to a party. Which is always better than my party.
Can't wait to hear about it.
I had a thought before we get into our news here, which is I talk to Dr. Drew. We do some shows in the morning, and then I find myself saying things, and I go, oh, I'll write that down. Yeah, I never thought about that. But we were yammering about how we got to where we are and what happened to society and how we reacted with COVID and all the stuff we're just talking about. And then he paused and he said, yeah, but worldwide, like everybody went in worldwide.
Yeah.
Except for Sweden. And then I was having a laugh because I was explaining to Drew that when I grew up, somebody would have been lefty and progressive, and someone like my mom hated the FBI and loved Sweden. Now, Sweden never locked down, so the same people started criticizing Sweden, and they love the FBI now. Leave them alone.
Doesn't Bernie Sanders love Sweden a long time ago?
They all loved Sweden and hated the FBI, and now the same group loves the FBI and hates Sweden. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very consistent. Anyway, they should be listened to for everything. But he said, why did we all react to this, but worldwide? We're in the United States. We think everything that happens happens here, but there's a lot of people around the world and more than here. I don't know, 7 billion people. We got 330 million people. We're not 10%, but why everywhere? And I said, Drew, when they do those tests, and they use rats, and they try to figure out how rats would react. They get the social environment, or they do that test where they take the water bottle and they put a little bit of cocaine in it,
right,
and then they deprive the rats of all their joy and their toys and their community, and then they go nuts and start fighting and chewing on each other and commit suicide. I go, they don't study Italian rats, Taiwanese rats, and rats from Vietnam. They just study rats.
Rats.
No one ever goes, who's rats? What rats? They just go, rats.
Where'd you get these rats?
We don't need Italian rats, and we don't need Swiss rats, and we don't need American rats. We just need rats, and we'll figure out how they act when we put them in this environment. And since we're all people, and we do this thing where it's like, well, but we're not like this culture. Yeah, they eat different shit, but everyone reacts to the same shit just like rats react to the same shit. And that's why you got this sort of universal reaction from everyone. Hold on. All right, now
I have a question.
Yes.
So you want your pound of flesh? You want your reparations for all the people that were wrong? What exactly is that? Like, do you want their jobs gone? Because then you're canceling, right? If you're,
well, I don't want their jobs gone unless their job is this specifically.
Right.
So if you work for Netflix and you're just a woke douche and you're wrong about everything, you can continue to work at Netflix. But if you're running the CDC and or Barbara Ferrer, who's health minister of Los Angeles, yes, I want your fucking haggard ass shit can because I don't want to have to listen to you anymore about this. I want the city council of LA. I want all these people removed. But if their job is as a florist, then you're allowed to arrange flowers, but you should still feel shame and no one should listen to you anymore. But you may arrange flowers. That's the way I feel.
Okay. That sounds fair.
Sounds fair.
Yeah.
And we can't have any of the policy making people in charge of right. fucking up again. And you know, so I want it on record. Yes.
You know, on that, I mean, people really need to understand that the lockdowns caused generational damage to yes. middle class families.
Yes.
Families will not recover from this.
And kids.
Soon.
And kids and the mask and the facial recognition. Not to mention just all the general trauma. You know, my daughter, you take your shoes off. You know, don't come into this house. You're not the boss of me. I'm not going to come in here if Sonny doesn't bring his shoes. You know, it's like all the squabbling and infighting and airplane arguments and everything. You guys cause it all.
And then the argument that you hear why it should all be forgiven is because, well, they didn't know. This was a new thing, and we were, you know, flying by the seat of our pants. Okay, that may be true. But why was every decision you made to take away people's freedoms
yes,
if we didn't know?
Didn't know?
It was 100% yes. lockdown and nothing. Well, we don't know. Let's just wait and
right.
see.
Right. So I have a very simple answer to they didn't know. My answer is then shut the fuck up. Because yeah. if you don't know, then shut up. You're making policy and firing yeah. people from their jobs over shit you don't know about?
They were telling us that they knew.
You're right. Yes.
So
they did. They need to be punished.
They need That's to be all. Held accountable.
Held accountable. There you go. All right. And they just need to be put into a hamper of people we don't listen to about myriad of things. Not just this. Most things. I would just assume they're wrong. Then when they want to weigh in on the school to prison pipeline or the homeless issue, they should not be listened to on that either.
You know how when you if you're a kid and you got caught stealing from the record store, mm-hmm. they would put your picture up yes. in the record store and said, "This guy cannot shop here. This is a shoplifter." We yeah. should do that with these people.
That's what
at every voting site whatsoever
yes.
have their pictures up.
That's what the lumber store would do with the guys who bounce checks. You know, they just tape right. them to the side of the cash registers. Right. Like, this guy can't write any more checks. Why not?
Of
he bounced checks. Yeah. Well, how do you know this one's going to? Yeah. I don't. He's right. just a check bouncer. Yeah. That's what I know. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Let's do some news.
All right. So, Burt Bacharach.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm never going to fall in love again.
He just died. Natural causes.
That is a song, right?
Age of 94. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, nice.
So, wrote hundreds of pop songs from the late 50s through the 80s, many in collaboration with Hal David, wrote the lyrics.
Mm. Do you notice how Chris just went in his light rock, last talk voice?
Mm-hmm.
Six-time Grammy Award winner,
mm-hmm.
three-time Academy Award winner.
Mm.
So his songs have been recorded by over 1,000 different artists.
Wow. Say, coming up, we got Celine Dion.
Coming up, we have Celine Dion.
Got news.
Yeah, I got
traffic.
Songs.
News, I got a mattress and lanes. 405's backed up. Jackknife big rig on the 210. That's going to slow the commute. We got a Jetcopter 5. Says that there's a goat loose on the 101. Also, there's a sick alert on the 105.
Checking in with the weather. Sun is shining today. Makes me happy.
64, Arleta. 64, Pasadena. 64, Venice. Speaking of Venice, surf report.
Beautiful.
Sets of 3 and 4 overhead.
Mm.
Coming in at 15-second intervals.
Cool breeze.
It's a riptide out there, so let's be careful, surfers. Mm-hmm. Also, this weekend coming to Pomona, ooh. Super Bowl drag racing.
Rip and roar in action.
Shirley.
You give Sledge a wedgie.
Cha-cha. Muldowney. It's going to be burning up the quarter mile.
Yeah.
Take Nitro. Throw it on the ground. Drop a match on it. Virtually nothing. But put it inside a 427 cubic inch Hemi. Liquid dynamite.
Fox is free.
Fox is looking in free. Papa D Run will be playing on the infield. The human stick of dynamite is going to be out there. Blown up also.
That's on Sunday.
Qualifications during the day. Eliminations under the lights. You got Sunday. Sunday. Big Daddy Don Garlitz is going to be there as well. The Hawaiian Billy McEwen, TV Tommy Ival, they're all going to be there. And remember, OCIR, that's where the 101, the 405, and 710 explode. Also, the English Leather Girls are going to be there.
Ooh.
Remember, foxes are always free.
And first 500 fans are going to get a free can of Copenhagen.
That's right. We also got Dirty Mike McDonald's Wheeling School Bus. Oh, check that. It's a jet-powered school bus. So that's coming up. Hemi Under Glass will also be there doing an exhibition run as well. Remember, some go, some blow.
Yeah. Some do, some do.
Yeah. I would love to hear the Easy Listening channels having to do all the commercials. Like, you know, the RV and van conversion commercials.
Right.
I would love that. Someone's got to do that.
We'll do more of those.
Yeah. Well, he'll be missed.
Some songs that he co-wrote that topped the Billboard Hot 100. This Guy's in Love with You. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Mm-hmm.
Close, Stay Long to Be Close to You. Arthur's Theme. That's What Friends Are For.
He wrote Arthur's Theme?
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted me that there was a Tool tune last night, but when did he die? Did he die last night?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe somebody tapped into that.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, Magic Moments, Alfie, I Say a Little Prayer.
Oh, that's a sweet song.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, he was good.
So, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I know him best as he had a cameo in Austin Powers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's like a big thing. And that, when as a kid, it's like, oh, Burt Bacharach, he's the guy from Austin Powers. I mean, shows my age,
Herb Alpert's like the last guy left from this era, right? God, what a time.
Yeah.
Herb Alpert's still alive.
Huh? I know, he's still playing, but I'm saying, imagine being in L.A. in like 1966 and just doing what the fuck you wanted. Must have been awesome. No homeless, no rules. No taxes, just fucking having fun.
You're a rock star.
Oh, my God.
Herb Alpert.
All right.
So let's move over to a house in California. Acorn woodpeckers hoarded over 700 pounds of nuts. This video's been all over the internet. So they found –
Has anyone ever really smelled a acorn?
No, I was trying
pungent.
To think.
Like, they're pungent and weird. They're really – Can you guys picture what an like when you walk under an acorn tree, what it smells like?
No,
I don't. I can't.
I don't think I've ever been in nature near an acorn.
Oh yeah, like when you walk around, you step on them on the sidewalk. They're falling off the thing.
We don't eat them, do we, Doug?
No, you might. So. You Filipino weirdos may like them.
Yeah.
I mean, you may want to go to this house and bring a pillowcase.
Yeah,
bring up
a doggy bag. Yeah,
acorns. Smell really pungent and acidic and seem weird to eat is what I would say. But I don't know. Ben, you can figure out what an acorn is. Yeah. But yeah, so they pecked a hole in the outside of the wall.
Right.
Right.
And so they stacked over and this once again, 700 pounds, not 700 acorns, 700 pounds of acorns, 20 to 25 feet high in a chimney. And then it went into the walls. So this exterminator came over. And it was a December vacation rental inspection for mealworms. And he cuts a hole in the bedroom wall. And all, as you can see in this picture, and there's a video too, all these acorns just come rushing out. And he just digs them out, and more just keep piling. It's such an odd sight.
Those don't even look like acorns to me, but I don't know what that is.
Well, it's just like the rats, right? There are different kinds of acorns. So.
Okay. Well, look, the point is I would hire these woodpeckers.
Yeah.
I fucking love these woodpeckers.
And guess how many woodpeckers?
Three.
Two.
Two!
A pair of woodpeckers.
This country needs more of these woodpeckers.
I'm bummed because this feels like wasted energy already. Like, what could we have done with this?
I would return these to these industrious woodpeckers. I am down with any situation where somebody opens a wall and finds something. It could be jewels, or it could be bees, or it could be termites. I love the kind of freak out factor of opening the wall and finding something in there.
Right.
You know, it's weird when you remodel enough houses like from the 20s and shit, guys will leave little cookies for you to find.
I found something.
They'll find some old newspaper or something, and the guys that are like framing it will just leave it there or push it into the wall or something, knowing that long after they're dead, somebody will just come across. Like, I did a house from the 1923. I did a house from 1927. Everyone who worked on it is dead, but you'll see the little, what do we call those in a movie? Think of the name of that. The little cupcakes in there. The little Easter eggs. Yeah. They'll leave them. They're gone. Irish guys drank themselves to death, but they'll leave their little Easter eggs there. Yeah. Sometimes it's a bottle. Sometimes it's their initials, and sometimes it's like the newspaper.
Cocaine from 1978.
Mm. Well, what I found when I moved in behind one of our built-in shelves, a pair of doll shoes, wooden doll shoes, scariest thing.
Get out!
Yeah.
Get out!
I texted the previous owners like, what the hell are these?
Really?
And they laughed like, they laughed and said, oh, wow, it was way faster for you to find those than we thought. Like, they knew wow. about them. But a lot of people also like, you'll have razors because the old bathrooms had like a little slot for your disposable razors, and you just throw them into the walls. Those will pile up like these acorns.
Acorns contain, oh, you guys screwed my screen up, contain tannins, which can be toxic to humans. They have a bitter taste and are poisonous to horses, cattle, and dogs. I told you they were fuckers, those acorns. They're not to be trifled with.
So they're not poisonous to people?
That ain't a cashew is what I'm saying. They're weird and they're toxic and they have a bitter, weird taste. Yeah. I mean, you smell them. They smell pungent and bad. They're basically, acorns are like, do not eat me.
Yeah.
Smell. If a cow smells it, they'll go, I'm going to keep walking. Now, I don't know how woodpeckers handle acorns, but I guess they eat them.
Well, I don't either, but they filled 8 garbage bags full of these. You got to see this video. Play the video on mute here, too, while I'm telling you this. All the acorns were covered in fiberglass and rat droppings. I don't know what kind of rat.
Awesome.
So this guy's just digging out. The more he pulls out, the more just keeps falling out. That's how it must have been up to the ceiling.
Well, the bays. So here's what they did when they said 20 feet of whatever. The ceiling's not 20 feet. The ceiling's 8 feet. And each bay is 16 on center on an inch and a half, 2x4, which leaves you an actual bay of 14 and a half inches. That's the width. And if it's a 2x4, by 3.5. So however much 14 and a half by 3.5 is, that's how much you could fill. But then you'd have to go to another bay.
Right.
Once you filled your bay, you'd have to poke another hole.
Another section.
A foot over and drop it into.
The Price is Right. Yes. You just drop it in a different section.
Drop it into that. Yeah. Although, I don't want to get too technical. Where's the fire blocking in this house?
Because how is that just sliding right down?
The bay should have a fire block. It's literally there for slow down fire spread. Midway up the wall, there should be a 2x4 that is blocked. It is fire blocked in the middle of this bay. So it shouldn't get down.
It shouldn't be able to fall from the top.
That's right.
Yeah.
What year is this house? I want to talk to an inspector.
I have a question.
Yeah, it's time to bring back to catch a contractor.
That's right. That's right.
Well, speaking of...
what we should do with this guy, too, is make him watch this video on constant repeat with those clamps in his eyes, keeping him open like it's a Clockwork Orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
You need to know. They need to know about this stuff. So, also speaking of animals, just because we've had this video for a little bit. Everyone's been sending it to us over the Christmas break. A dam built by a beaver, but with Christmas paraphernalia, like it's a rescue beaver or something, a pet beaver. I don't know what it is, but you've seen this video, right?
Yeah. Everyone always sends it to me because I've always screamed about executives. It's the cutest thing ever. It's the beaver going down the hall. He's got his little stuffed ducky, and he's going to dam up the kitchen or the mudroom or whatever he's doing. It's the cutest thing ever. But it really shouldn't be. He's just doing what beavers do. Now he's moving Christmas paper.
Yeah.
He's building a dam.
Everyone calling it cute. He's working hard.
Now he's moving the Christmas tree.
Oh, anything he could find, he can drag, he's going to use it to build this dam.
Yeah. So everyone always sends this to me because whenever I used to criticize TV executives, I would just explain they do what they do. And I would say if you put beavers on the roof of the Empire State Building, they would start looking for wood to build a dam. It doesn't mean it's necessary, just like the horrible TV executives I've worked with over the year. It just means they do what they do.
It's ingrained in them.
It's ingrained in them, just like it is. Look, and these dopey politicians that are still wanting you to put a mask on, they're just beavers. They're just doing, I'm a dope politician. I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. It's 2023. A big study's come out, but I'm going to tell Bill Maher I'm still wearing a mask.
Right.
That's how it works. Yes.
Yeah, so that goes with thinking as well.
Yes. Now, you don't blame the beaver because the beaver's just a simple creature who's doing what he does. But what about us?
We do it with
find
logic.
That Rachel Maddow clip, by the way, that's just dumb. Speaking of beavers. Jesus Christ. We're just going to what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Well, you ask what about us when the beaver is the actual beaver? The beaver's in this lady's house totally trashing all of her Christmas shit. And she's just going, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'll film it. I'll get some TikTokers. It's an adorable video. That's what people are going to do.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. We'll get that clip for you in a moment. While we're waiting for that, I have an update on the movie seats. Remember how yesterday we were talking about. Oh, wait, here, let's listen to Rachel Maddow,
who's been telling you all to put a mask on for 3.5 years, even though they're not effective. She's full beeve mode. Leave it to Maddow.
1,000 people in that room. I have to say, I know this is wrong, but it does give me the oogs a little bit to see the average age in that room and then to see precisely one mask in the entire room. I mean, like, I realize that we're in a different position with the COVID pandemic, but these are a lot of very important, very powerful, for the most part, very old people. And there's 1,000 of them in the room, and they're going to be in there screaming together for several hours. And Bernie Sanders is the only mask that
Yeah, okay. They're not wearing a mask because they don't do anything, Beaver. They don't do anything. She should be saying, you know, I'm very alarmed at these beavers being on the roof of the Chrysler Building and not finding enough logs. Like, yes, Rachel, they're not wearing them because they don't do anything and they figured that out. But I'll tell you what, Rachel, this could be a super spreader event.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
It's giving her the oogs.
Remember the Super Bowl in Tampa? Remember the beach reopening in Florida? These could be super spreader events. Good. Check back. 10 days?
Oh, we don't like to follow up.
How about a little follow up? All right. No. What is the difference between Rachel Maddow and her mask shit and the fucking beaver dragging a Christmas tree down the hall trying to build a dam between the kitchen and the entry hall?
Right.
It's useless. It's built into them.
You're going through the motions.
And they cannot stop themselves. Yes.
Yeah, you're just going through the motions. You're not really thinking about what you're doing or why or anything like that.
And we keep coming back to this point. Is it Rachel Maddow just trying to keep her job?
Oh.
I don't care about so much what she's doing. But when I see all of the idiots in the world who are liking her stuff on Twitter and saying, no, she's right, and masks.
Well, she's not stupid. She's very bright.
Yeah.
She may be a liar, but you're right. Stupid, liar, I'd like to keep my fucking job.
Right.
Third category. Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, anyway, the movie seats. So we were talking yesterday how AMC is enrolling this new pricing structure where they charge more for better seats at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then the front row, it costs less. Well, some celebrities have reached out.
Celebrities?
Or they've commented.
Celebrities or heroes?
Both, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. I our very own Ben would consider Elijah Wood a hero
mm-hmm.
for taking the ring all the way into that volcano. Anyway, sorry, I totally butchered that. Ben, he's crying. So Elijah Wood commented on the situation. He believed that charging more for preferable locations was
Do we have that tweet, or we're just going to look at the seating chart?
I'll read you the tweet here for the listener. So he believed charging more for preferable locations was unfair to individuals with less discretionary income. Quote, the movie theater is and always has been a sacred democratic space for all. This new initiative by AMC Theaters would essentially penalize people for lower income and reward for higher income.
Right.
Yeah,
like every fucking facet of society
of life. Yeah.
You're safer when you have a higher income because you drive a safer car, you live in a safer neighborhood. Everything you do is better. You get a better version of everything when you're richer. That's why people aspire to make money. This is how it works. There's also another side of this, too. And I don't exactly know if this is true, but it stands to reason that if you charged more for preferable seats, you could actually charge less for the less desirable seats, which would then help the people of lower income.
Right. Like they're not going to do that, though. I mean, on this thing, I got to disagree with you, boss.
I said I don't know if they're going to do it, but this may actually force them to do it.
Yeah,
because
we don't know.
This is the counter argument to their argument, which is you want to sit in the middle, you should pay more. Fine. But if you sit in the first row, you should pay less, according to your argument.
I think it would be smart to make the front row cheaper than what movie tickets cost now. Because first off, Elijah, you should have tweeted years ago when the price of movie tickets have skyrocketed 400% from what they used to be.
Wow.
Right? Because if you're talking about lower income, like – It costs so much movie to go to the theater. I mean, so much money to go to the theater.
You got
to
get a sitter. Sitter's $1,400. Yeah, then there's a snack stand. That's $2,200.
Yeah.
Parking, that's another $1,100. Then there's the tickets. Those are $175 each.
How much are you giving your kids?
Coca-Cola, $700. By the time you get out of there, you're $14,000.
Yeah.
I think this movie's going to backfire for the theaters, though. I think they were struggling to get people to go to the movies a year ago. They're finally getting people back. And one of the cool things about buying your ticket online and in advance is you pick your seat. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, I don't know, man.
All right,
it's not even that much.
Pick your seat. Fine.
Look, so you have your standard seats. I'm guessing that'll be the regular price. The preferred seats in the middle are going to be $1 extra. And then the front row, according to this this image, is going to be $2 off.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So,
Wait a minute, Dawson, didn't you just shit all over my point?
Yeah, I didn't know that was the exact thing that they were doing. I will never, I think I've learned by
I
now.
I didn't know it, I just assumed it.
No, you knew it.
Well,
just didn't know you knew it.
I know it like I knew everything about COVID early. There's a logic to life. If you get your satellite dish facing true north, you can figure out most things. So, yeah. Elijah Woods, this is going to enable more lower income people to go to the theater because it'll be subsidized by the fat cats who have an extra dollar who want to sit in the middle.
Yeah. I'm switching teams. I'm back with you, boss.
Thank you.
Seth Green chimed in as well. I love Seth Green.
Oh, yeah, me too.
He wrote of the new pricing structure saying, quote, "This is absurdly stupid and only creates unnecessary classism. AMC Theaters clearly focused on squeezing new profits anywhere possible. Trying to get people back into theaters, don't penalize folks with less to spend."
Was there a Seth Rogen one, too, or am I making that up?
I think you just saw Seth.
Yeah, but I feel like Seth Rogen – oh, maybe it was an article I clicked on. Yes, what it was is somebody tweeted me the Elijah Woods – article and I clicked on it and it was a Seth Rogen thing who sounded nuts, but he's Canadian, so maybe he's down with this stuff. First off, do any of these people really give a shit about this? I ask you, like, with all in all earnestness. And Ed, Ben, you can find the Seth Rogen one was the most fucked up out of the mix, but it was in the article.
Let's see.
Seth Green wrote, and there's no Seth Rogen. But then what was the Elijah? Yeah, that was the one. Well, then let's read the quote from the articles, or I'll read. Actor Seth Green agreed. He wrote that the new pricing structure, this is absurdly stupid and only creates unnecessary classism, which is what you read, right?
Yeah.
Clearly focus on squeezing the profits. That's what you wrote. But then what did I see above it? Oh, penalize people who have lower income. Oh, go up.
All right.
Sorry. So it was Woods. Yeah. So he said this was going to penalize people of lower income. Nobody said you have to go to a movie. You'll not be penalized if you're of lower income and you don't attend the movie. As a matter of fact, maybe you should hang out and take that money and save it like those acorns. So you can make your next car payment or whatever it is. It doesn't penalize low-income people. And by the way, low-income people can sit in the front, but when you take a cruise, they have cheap cabins, they have expensive cabins, they have ones up top with a deck where you have a balcony, they have ones down below in steerage. All of life works this way. All of it. So what the fuck are they talking about? The Super Bowl is coming up. The Super Bowl's tickets start at, I don't know, $400, but they go up to $45,000. Guess which seats are better? Is this penalizing people who have to sit up in the nosebleeds? What is this for the people who want to hang out in the suites? You want to hang out in the suites, it's going to be $1,000. That's how every facet of life works. Are we just learning this? Do these guys give a shit about this or not?
I think they want to keep their jobs.
They don't care. They don't care. Everyone's virtue signaling. This is all anyone ever. Listen, I was poor my entire life. I wish people gave a shit about poor people when I was poor, or at least feigned interest like celebrities. I grew up watching Robin Leach. Oh, we're at the Malibu beach of, we're the estate of, Dan Tana, you know him as Robert Urich, the great actor, and he has a golden hot tub. I mean, that's all I looked at is videos of rich people. No one cared about my dignity or being treated with dignity or what this new cost price point in a movie theater, how would it affect me. Nobody cared. And I don't think they care now. They just pretend to care about poor people. Same with politicians, I'm guessing.
But do you
sounds right.
Yeah, but do you think poor people notice these celebrities caring about them like you didn't notice? And maybe it was happening, you just didn't notice too. Because I doubt that poor people are like, well, Seth Green has our back.
I think George Peppard cared about me.
Aw.
He was the lead guy from A-Team.
He was your guy. He was your champion.
Nobody talked in terms of like
together.
Poor people. Nobody even talked in those terms. It was just... That dude drives a Cadillac because he's got his shit together and he works harder than you. And his dad's smarter than your dad. Maybe if you worked a little harder, you'd get one too. That was the full thing. There was nothing. There wasn't even talk about communities of color or this community or that community. It was just poor people and people that had shit. And your job was to do better so you could get some shit.
Yeah.
You could get some acorns. All right.
Yeah, what would virtue signaling back in your day sound like? If
virtue signaling came in two forms, either you had puka shells or you had the Italian horn. Those are like that's all you need to know. Hey, I'm either Italian or I'm down with the beach lifestyle. And I'm hang back, shaka bra. So all the signaling we had was done in the form of choker. The paisan. You would let the world know that you're either a Goomba from Italia or you're chillaxing on a beach in Maui.
And those are your two choices.
Those are your two choices.
Nothing else.
Puka shells or Italian horns. That you virtue signaled by the necklace you chose.
Are you John Travolta or Sean Penn?
That's
or
right.
From Spicoli. Like,
yeah. That's all we needed to know. All right. Let's do another one.
All right. Well, there's a story out of Miami. This influencer, her name's Daniela Rendon. So she got about $381,000 in COVID relief funds from the Small Business Administration and Paycheck Protection Program. Mm-hmm. And she told them, look, this is going to be used to help businesses with COVID, her businesses with COVID, and a lot, $381,000. And it's now reported that she has used that money to make fake payroll funds, pay for a Bugatti, pay for a new pair of designer shoes, pay for her luxury apartment.
She got a Bugatti?
I believe it was a Bugatti. Yeah, let me make sure.
That seems a little extreme.
For 300. Oh, I guess you're right. Yeah.
I mean, maybe use Veyron.
I know.
Probably Lamborghini is what you're thinking. Either way,
Bentley. Sorry, it starts with the B. It's the B. Yeah, the Bugattis are $1 million each, aren't they?
They're $3 million.
I'll tell you what. It was a Bentley, and it's like a Bentley. Started with a.
But here's the thing about a Bugatti or a Lamborghini. Either way, you'd wear that Italian horn if you were driving that bad boy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rep it. Well, it's a Bentley Bentayga. So sorry.
A lot of B's, but not a Bugatti.
Yeah.
Do you see why I'm necessary in almost every conversation? Because people start talking, I go, hup. But no, not
yeah.
that.
I'm just gonna have I'm just gonna have you monitoring all
what's
my
this, what's the sticker
now?
Price of the cheapest new Bugatti? It's gonna be over $3 million.
Really?
Oh yeah. I think so. Maybe 2.7. I don't even know
Damn
if they're
it.
Making
of course
one for
say Bugatti in front of Adam Carolla.
Yeah,
that Dawson would have been like cool. I would have moved on with my life. It would have been nice.
All right. So
she used it for a luxury apartment. So she's been charged with fraud and is facing up to 20 years in prison.
Low-end Bugatti Veyron, $1.9 million.
Used, right? Or because they're not making
no
the
that's
Veyron.
A list price.
Ooh. The list from
2023.
They sell a new Bugatti Veyron.
Well, this is from Lux Digital. It says Bugatti price list 2023 models, reviews, and specifications.
But see, what year is that? Because I'll bet you that Veyron's like a 2015 or something weird like that. But either way, all right, 1.9.
You're making Elijah Wood mad with all these.
But I think that's a used one. I don't think they make them anymore. But all right, anyway, the point is this. She's not going to do well in prison, that much I can tell you. Or she's going to thrive. I can't figure it out.
Why?
She's got a look that could work nicely.
Oh, she'll be accepted by all the other female prisoners because she's so hot?
Yeah, and in all the annals of all the dudes who are getting sent to prison and then claiming they're women so they can go to women's prisons, where are the women who are dudes who want to go to the male prison? Does that exist?
Well,
okay. Let me just riddle me this. There's plenty of females who claim to be dudes, and who are born in a dude body and whatever. There's plenty that direction. Now it weirdly shifted from dudes to women semi recently, but there's plenty of
I know some
women who are dudes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Ben, you can look it up. I don't even know what the percentages are these days because it moves around so much. But
I first, like the of the people I know, it was the first one was a woman who became a man.
Hmm.
Personally, yeah.
2023 Bugatti V16 Minstrel. Starting price $5.1 million.
Oh, the Minstrel! I want the used Veyron.
You're looking at a used.
Yeah. So they stopped making. You are correct. 2015, no Veyron.
I really regret saying Bugatti now.
See, this is the deal with the computer, though. The computer, Dawson has a computer, and I don't. So he's telling me there's a 2023 for 1.9, and I'm going.
You're like
no.
that. You're like that chess master playing against the AI.
Yes.
Yeah.
The internet's a fucked up place. It's showing me all kinds of
there's
wrong
no,
stuff.
You need it's 3 million error. Doesn't get you. If 1.9 will get you an old Veyron
that must
eight
be what
ago.
It is.
Yeah. All right. So here's the thing. If there's many, many men, or you hear stories about men identifying as women legitimately so they can go to a women's prison, then it would stand to reason that there'd be plenty of women who identified as men who would opt into the men's prison. Why don't they? Or where are all the athletes that opt into men's sports? All right. Everyone knows the answer.
We know why.
Once you know that answer, then you know all the answers. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
And by the way, this whole thing, this is my argument with government, which is like, when Biden or whomever is talking about, we need more resources. These schools need more resources. We need more resources because of COVID. By the way, I love the way they talk about COVID. After COVID shut the schools, after COVID shut the businesses, COVID didn't shut shit. COVID's invisible.
Biden did that a lot.
You did it.
State of the
Union. Yes, he did a lot of it. Yeah, now the COVID.
Yeah.
No, you shut everything down. You put the businesses out of work. You fucked up the checks, the reimbursement, and whatever. California sent out like billions of fucking dollars to prisoners and stuff. So like, pardon me if I'm a little dubious when you're then explaining to me, if we could just raise taxes a little, get a little more cash in our coffers, then we could take care of the roads and the bridges and the schools and the solar panels and the charge. Well, I'm with you in that shit costs money.
Yeah.
But here's the disconnect. I have zero confidence that you can accomplish that. With look no further than your bullet train or many, many other projects. Like, why do we think as Americans, why does half the country at least think, yeah, give more money so we can get our and get a solar charging station on the end of my street? That's never showing up. You're never getting on that bullet train. The roads in L.A. have been labeled the worst roads in the United States.
Yeah.
We pay the most in gas. We pay the most in gas taxes, or at least the second most, and the most in city taxes, the most in state taxes. And we have the worst roads. So you draw me the fucking right. straight line between me giving you more money, and then don't give me that shit where you go, oh, don't you want good roads? Yes, I do want good roads. I just have no confidence that you're going to pull that off. You gave people thousands and hundreds of thousands, tens and millions and billions of dollars all to the wrong people, all wasted. And you're just printing cash? Oh, man, the economy's bad. Yeah, of course the economy's bad. You printed money and gave money away. Holy Jesus. And you shut everything down. You did it.
And people are buying Bugattis.
And people are buying Bugattis.
But the way they were, it's like, oh, the pandemic did it. Pandemic did it, yeah.
We got, fuck that. You did it. Pandemic did nothing. Pandemic killed
some
old people.
Lots of people lost a lot of jobs because of the pandemic. Because,
they lost jobs because you shut them down.
Kids school because of the pandemic.
All right, let's see. Worldwide estimates. I don't know if I need worldwide, Ben. How about in the United States? I just need, I don't need how many, so trans women, one out of every 30,000, trans men, one out of every 100,000. So there's more people becoming women or less? No, yeah, more. No.
Trans women means you're a man who became a woman?
Okay.
Is that what it is? Rich?
I don't even know.
Okay, yes.
Trans women. Yeah, I wonder in the United States.
We live in opposite worlds. So if you are a trans woman, technically you're a man.
Oh, you are?
Dawson just got canceled.
I'm totally confused about all this stuff. I can never figure any of it out.
Right.
But all right. So we will look back on the chapter of transing the kids and everything. There'll be another major fuck up.
Kids.
It'll be much bigger than COVID. And as Bill Maher brought up, why is it only happening in blue states? How come it doesn't happen in Muncie, Indiana? Why is it super? If it's a biological event, how come it's happening in L.A. and on the West Side and in Venice, and it doesn't happen in New Brunswick or Muncie?
Right. Why? Yeah.
If it's just a biological event, why isn't it happening everywhere?
Why aren't we paying
attention
to the geographic locations of where a lot of these communities are popping up? Right.
Because
it's richer in certain areas for sure.
Well, what it really is. If you are trans, if you're a 15-year-old trans kid in West LA, you get intersectional points. You get rewarded. If you're a trans kid in Muncie, Indiana, you get points deducted. So if you're half black in 2023, you're black. If you're half black in 1955, you're white or half white. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you would Everyone's say whatever going, gives you some sort of advantage.
Right, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. That's why everyone is, 100th Iroquois Indian. Yes, that's why everyone has a low-grade depression or some form of Tourette's or something. Kids are figuring out that they're getting attention and intersectional points through being this.
That's why the heavy advertising theme on those DNA test kits are going towards victimhood. Hey, we were victims a long time ago. We're cool.
Find that. Anyway, I don't know, Ben, if you can find what it is in the United States. Born male, one out of 30,000. Born female, one out of 100,000. So more men born men who became women at a higher rate now. That's what I figured out. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. Again, this will all just be one more thing, sociologists look back on and go, what the fuck? What the fuck were these? Yeah. And then they'll say shit like, okay, I get it, but what the fuck were the parents doing? Like, what were the politicians doing? Like, all right, so are transgendered? All right, so what is that, Chris?
So adults and youth who identify as transgender in the U.S., the percentage is 39% are transgender women. So that's men who transition to women. And then 36% are transgender men.
All right. So it's about the same number. Okay. So then we should have about the same women wanting to go into a men's prison and one to compete in male sports. But we don't. Why? Because one's an advantage and one's a disadvantage.
Why doesn't this equal 100%?
I'm assuming because of non-binary.
Oh, okay.
I love all the new titles. All right, let's finish up here.
All right, check out the Water Cooler Podcast and come see us live. We'll be in West Palm Beach, February 16th. One show and one show only.
So oh, that's
West
right.
Palm, come out.
That's a stand-up show,
that's
right?
That's a stand-up unprepared show. And then we're doing four shows at McGoobie's Joke House in Baltimore.
17th and 18th. Yeah. All right, go to amcroll.com for all the live shows. And until next time, Sam Kroll from Mike Dawson and Ben and Max Apata saying mahalo.
Make sure you get a copy of Adam's latest book, Everything Reminds Me of Something. It's available everywhere. Finer books are sold. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man at adamcarolla.com.